This is a WAMC Sports Update. I'm Patrick Garrett. The Houston Rockets have a 3-2 lead in the NBA's Western Conference Finals. The Rockets took a 98-94 triumph over the Golden State Warriors. The Warriors host Game 6 on Saturday. Travel problems have delayed the New York Yankees from getting home from Texas. Newsday reports the team's chartered Delta flight took off after Wednesday night's 12-10 loss to the Rangers, but the flight had to return to Dallas-Fort Worth International Airport because of a mechanical problem. The plane safely landed and the flight resumed early Thursday morning. The Boston Red Sox lead in the AL East is down to 1 game over the New York Yankees after the Bo Sox dropped a 6-3 decision to the Tampa Bay Rays. Meanwhile, Dustin Pedroia is returning to the Boston Red Sox active roster Friday after missing the team's first 50 games following knee surgery. Elsewhere, the New York Mets blanked the Milwaukee Brewers 5-0. In men's college lacrosse, UAlbany will face Yale tomorrow at noon in the semifinals of the NCAA tournament. Police took veteran NFL guard Richie Incognito to a Florida mental hospital after he allegedly threw weights and tennis balls at gym employees and another patron. President Donald Trump says the NFL is, quote, doing the right thing, with a policy banning kneeling during the national anthem. The policy forbids players from sitting or taking a knee on the field during the anthem, but allows them to stay in the locker room. Trump says he doesn't, quote, think people should be standing in locker rooms, but he praised the plan overall. Also, President Trump has granted a rare posthumous pardon to boxing's first black heavyweight champion more than 100 years after what Trump said many feel was a racially motivated injustice. Jack Johnson was convicted in 1913 by an all-white jury for violating the Mann Act, which made it illegal to transport women across state lines for, quote, immoral purposes. Johnson died in 1946. For more sports scores and stories, visit WAMC.org.